Part of a traveller community.
Over here, mate, over here. Yeah, left, left a bit. Ready to go. Cheers.
Hold up.
Whoa! Full left, turn it off. Whoa, hold on, he's found something. Turn it off. Whoa, turn it off.
What the hell's that?
Stone.
You all right, Bob? Haven't caught you.
Fine. Jogging. What is it?
Thought you'd like to know. We just got a call from East Cheshire asking us for help with a body that turned up. The firm excavated the site of what was a gypsy camp.
We need to be looking at all reported missing males, late 20s to 50s. Start with the northwest ones first, but bear in mind, this might be someone from the traveller community.
Forensics have confirmed death by gunshot. Dental records drew a blank.
Looks likely it is a traveller.
Our job just got 1,000 times harder.
Sir? Cheshire's intel has thrown up 5 traveller sites of interest in our patch. I'm putting in a request for armed assistance on a raid in the morning. We have one name that keeps on coming up.
Can I just take a second to ensure that everyone is in possession of a stab vest?
Yep.
And is everyone wearing their stab vest? No, they are not. D.I. Tanner, get it on. Boss?
Right, our target is Jeremiah Bones, a white male, 49 years of age. Jeremiah and his 2 grown sons, Ambrose and Pender, have links to drug dealing, burglary, extortion, witness intimidation, the list goes on. A body was recovered at the spot where they used to have their caravan pitch.
What are you doing? It's the middle of the night.
There's mushers on Peter's plot wearing masks.
What?
Men in masks outside his trailer.
Jeremiah Bones, this is the police. We have a warrant for your arrest.
What the hell?
Put your hands up. They're going to wake Zachy up.
Jeremiah Bones, this is the police.
What are you doing? It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Police, madam, please stay your side of the fence.
I've got a terrified 3-year-old in my trailer because of you lot running about the place in masks.
Very sorry to disturb you. We'll be as brief as we can. I just need you to keep back at a safe distance.
Jeremiah Bones, Ambrose Bones, and Pender Bones. This is the police. Open the door and come out with your hands up.
Jeremiah Bones, come out or we'll take the door off. Oh,
you're barking up the wrong tree, mate.
Bust it open, Tanner.
Why's that?
Jeremiah ain't lived there in months. That's old Peter's plot. He's deaf as a post without his hearing aid in.
Boss? Boss, I hate to tell you this now. I think we might have been misinformed.
Tell me.
Elderly male, boss. Doesn't fit the description.
Boss, the locals aren't looking too pleased.
Oh,
I reckon we're on the cusp of a PR disaster here.
The musher came. Smashed my bloody door in. Dick here. Look at the state of it.
Morning, everyone. Look, I'm very, very sorry to have woken you all like this. Unfortunately, we've been misinformed as to the whereabouts of persons we urgently want to speak to. Namely, Jeremiah Bones and his sons Ambrose and Pender. Our intelligence led us to believe that Jeremiah Bones was still resident on this site, at this pitch.
Then your intelligence ain't very intelligent. Top and bottom of it is that he don't live here no more. I doubt any of us would if that man and his kin still did.
Here, that's enough.
If anybody is able to inform us of Jeremiah Bones or his son's whereabouts, it would be much appreciated.
Hello, Mrs. Can I ask you a couple of questions?
No.
Look, we're not after anything other than information about the whereabouts of Jeremiah Bones.
Sorry, I can't help you. And neither can she. Channel.
I'm sure many of you are familiar with the Bones family. You know what they're involved with and that their actions reflect on your community. So we're appealing for your help now. If anyone has any information on their whereabouts, please come forward.
Cheshire Police recently recovered the body of a male, approximately 25 to 45 years of age. They believe he may have been part of the Traveller community. Listen, listen, please. We're trying to locate his next of kin or identify him. He was murdered. I would ask anybody who might be aware of someone missing who fits that description to please let us know.
Might not have been reported as such. We appreciate people come and go. And, well, there's an inclination within the community not to go to the authorities.
Do you think Jeremiah's got something to do with it?
Irene.
I'm afraid we can't really speculate as to anyone's involvement, but I can tell you that Mr. Bones and his sons are sought for questioning in relation to this. Is anyone from this site missing?
No one ain't supposed to be.
Irene, in the trailer, now. Yeah.
Well, that went well.
Battle for hearts and minds.
Vienna, I'm a grown woman. You can't drag me in the trailer like I'm a chavvy.
Then stop behaving like one.
It's a ladge.
Shh. They're still out there. What were you doing rockering to Gavis in front of the whole site?
I only said...
I know what you said. So does everybody else.
You weren't worried then?
About what?
The mullet man.
Why would I be?
When's the last time you saw Nelson?
Nelson? Dead.
They reckon he's still been cozying up to Jeremiah.
Oh, don't be a div. Nelson called me on my birthday. Talk like that'll get you chucked off this site in 2 seconds.
He won't need to chuck me off.
What do you mean?
Look, Vienna, it was good of you to take me and Zaki in like you done. Really, we're grateful, but living on top of one another like this, well, it ain't working out.
Since when?
I've been thinking on it a while. It's time me and Zaki went back to my family.
To Kent?
Yeah.
But Jeremiah will leave us alone now.
There's more to it than that, and you know it.
But what about...
Shh. Come on, babe. Let's get you back to sleep.
Okay, I'll pass that on. Thank you.
Right, so we're drawing a blank on Jeremiah Bones and Sons.
You say that like you're surprised.
Have you spoken to Cheshire?
That was them, boss.
I hope you read in the riot act on that intel.
I did, boss.
And?
They're saying the caravan door is our responsibility.
Bollocks! Their intel failure, their responsibility. I'm not springing for it from our budget. Go above heads, Sue, okay?
Boss.
Right, Jeremiah Bones and Sons. They're out there somewhere. They haven't just vanished. Tell them what you say.
I reckon someone's hiding them.
We're going to need the help of the Traveller community on this.
You want me to?
No. We need to build bridges if we're going to get them on side.
Start by mending some doors.
Travellers don't want anything to do with us, and fair play to them.
Tanner, see if forensics turned up anything traceable on the clothing. I'm going back to apologise to the old fellow we burst in on. Try and placate the elders. See if they can help us avoid upsetting any other sites.
That was Kushti, Vienna. I ain't had proper food by an open fire since I was home.
Help us me and Zaki. Give him a kick, lad.
Don't lead Zaki too fast on that horse, Peter. He's only just had his dinner.
Go on, Zaki, boy.
You're in. What you were saying this morning about going back to your family, you ain't really thinking.
You hold on tight, Zaki, lad. Hold on tight, boy.
There's nothing left for us here.
I know Nelson wasn't exactly the best husband in the world.
He left his family for a filthy lubney.
You hold on tight,
boy.
Didn't
exactly leave.
Who knew what the elders would do when they found out?
Nelson weren't fully grown up when he married him. I don't blame you for being angry.
I don't blame me either. But I do blame you. Nelson can't handle the responsibility of a wife and child because you mollycoddled him all his life. The man can't even make a cup of tea.
A mother will do anything for a child, you know that.
You hold on tight, boy.
I ain't making excuses for him.
There ain't none. My mind was made up the day Jeremiah took my trailer because of Nelson's debts. Nelson had his chances. He won't get another one with me.
Goodbye, Zaki.
Right. We need to spread out our search. Tomorrow morning we start with Friday Bridge and Hard Corner sites. Then in the afternoon it's Blackwood and Crosswell Road.
With respect, boss, we're looking for a needle in a haystack here. How are we supposed to find this guy? There's no pictures, no records. The people who live on these sites don't want us there and don't want to get involved. How are we supposed to find him? For all we know, he could be on these sites and they're just protecting him. We're chasing a ghost.
Stop being so melodramatic. You're a detective. Detect. No one said it was going to be easy.
There's difficult and then there's impossible. Boss.
Did you know the Travellers and Wishing Well are part of the Romani, originally from India?
Oh, aye. I learn something new every day.
Yes. It's called investigative research.
Or making it up as you go along.
I suppose the Indian connection is where the mysticism comes from. You know, omens, tarot cards, superstition.
I'll head to Wishing Well first. Then meet you at the Friday Breach site.
You got an early hot yoga class beforehand? Getting your chakras in order. Right into all this new age gear, aren't you, boss?
And if I see a shooting star on the way home, I'll make a wish for our needle to turn up.
I'd settle for finding the right haystack.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. To some travellers, shooting stars are not signs for wishing on.
Really? What do they imply?
An impending death.
Zachy? Zach, boy? Zachy? Zach? Zachy?
Yeah?
Is Zachy in here?
Thought he slept through there with you last night.
He did, but he ain't there now.
Toilet?
No.
You checked the chalet? The chicken shed?
Not yet. Zachy?
You're an early bird.
You've seen Zachy?
No, not this morning.
Zachy!
Yeah? Everything all right?
Zach? Zachy!
What's up, love?
Zachy, are you in here? Stop playing games now! Zach! Zachy!
I'll look over the back wheels. He might be messing about with them horses again.
Has anyone seen my boy?
It's the Gavers.
Oh, my saviour, Zachy!
No, it might not be about him.
Oh, Tony.
Morning. You all right?
She's fine.
No army this time.
That's why I'm here. We came in heavy-handed yesterday, and I'm sorry.
And that's it?
What else would there be?
Look, Jellamandy!
She's still a bit shaken up.
Can we talk?
Come over to my plot.
We're sending someone to repair the damage.
Well, some things can't be mended.
What did that lady say back there?
Nothing important.
The language sounds Eastern.
Oh. You've been doing your own work.
Is it true there's no absolute truth among the Romani? That each tribal clan might have its own version?
What a complicated people, Detective.
With laws and traditions based on honour and shame.
Unlike your guilt and retribution in this world or the next.
Either way, you enforce your own through a bandolier or elder, right? Peter, could you introduce me to the site elder?
I don't have to. You're speaking to him.
So you settle the disputes on Wishing Well?
The minor ones.
And for serious crime?
The Chris Dottoria. A Chris would be convened.
And that's like a court of law with a judge, is it?
Supreme Elders.
And what powers do they have?
Listen, Detective, as much as I've enjoyed our little chat...
Curses, stigmatisation, banishment...
If you'll excuse me, I've got things to do.
Look, I know your people value their privacy, but this is a murder investigation. And if we don't clear it up quickly, the press will be on it, and they can turn this into something none of us want.
Have you been to the Blackwood Lane site?
Not yet. I read that there used to be executions among the Romani.
That's me away. I've work to be done. Now have a good day, Detective.
You too.
Morning, boss.
Change of plan, Sue. Want to canvass Blackwood Lane first. I'll meet you at the entrance off the B380.
Okay, boss. We'll be there in 10. Is that everything?
No. Something's very wrong here.
Drink this. It'll make you feel better.
I don't need tea. I need my boy back. We've got to tell the police.
Kaka, catch your breath. We don't know what's happened yet.
God. He's got his shoes on. He must have gone out to do the chickens and wandered off. He could have fell down a pit or something, one of them old shafts where they tore the factory down, or fell in a ditch or a hollow. Someone might have taken him.
The gaffers have gone.
Tell her, Peter. We don't need police. We'll deal with this.
What are you roggering about? The child's gone missing. What are travellers gonna do? Peter? Dust the place for fingerprints. Close the roads in a 5-mile radius. Put out a nationwide alert. What? What are you not telling me? What's going on?
The fact is, there ain't likely to be someone from outside.
Meaning?
You was talking to the Gavers yesterday.
So?
Wake up, Irene. Someone didn't like it and they're telling you so.
What someone? What someone?
It's happened before. Tit for tat and things get out of hand.
What are you talking about?
Next thing you know, one family's chore the child of another.
What century are you from? People don't just steal children for... Who? Who's taken Zaki?
Calm down.
Who's got him?
We don't know anything for certain.
But...
And I heard say Nelson's lost something of Jeremiah's. Something important.
Drugs? Is that what this is about? They've took my boy because his Dinlo father's lost some drugs.
He always was easily led. Where are you going?
To get my boy back.
How come we're switching to Blackwood, boss? Got some info?
I saw something in the tea leaves.
Are you serious? I can't tell when he's being serious.
Sue, run a background check on that woman called Irene we met the other day at Wishing Well.
Besherly. Irene Besherly. Her name was on the site register.
Then who's Zaki?
No.
Why are you calling me?
You shouldn't have run out like that. Where are you?
Thornton Moor.
You're going to Blackwood?
I've got to see Nelson.
Breaking the Elder's decree will only make things worse.
I ain't got time for this.
You'll answer for it at the cross. Turn back now before it's too late.
It's already too late.
Nothing on Irene Besherly, except that she's married to a man called Nelson Besherly.
Do we have anything on him?
Bit of petty pilfering, scrap metal. Suspended sentence 4 years back for helping himself to a load of copper wiring from a train yard. No custodial.
Do we have an image of him? A photo?
I'll get onto it.
Didn't I read that the Bones family were in the scrap metal game, amongst other things?
Hello?
Drina? It's me, Irene.
Get off my plot!
I ain't come to cause trouble.
You're off your head coming here.
Believe me, I wouldn't be here unless I had to be.
What do you want?
Open the door, or on my mother's life, I'll smash the windows out and get in that way.
Welcome to the home of the untouchables. This news will travel like wildfire. The elders will be knocking on your door before it drops in dark.
The elders are the least of my worries at the minute. Can I come in?
Don't push it, Irene.
This ain't a conversation you want the whole of Blackwood to hear.
To Nelson.
As you can see, he ain't here.
It's urgent.
He still ain't here.
When's he back?
How would I know?
You're his wife in all but name.
He ain't been here for weeks.
Where is he then?
How would I know?
Drina, I'm sorry, but the man was kicked out of his clan for you, and now he's gone and you don't know nothing. Have you looked for him? He's never not had a woman to wipe his nose since he was a chavvy, so don't tell me he's had a brain change and decided to wipe it for himself. Is he with another Rackley? Is that what happened? Found someone else? Help me out, Drina, please.
I think he had to get away. He got himself in trouble.
Oh, nothing new.
What sort of trouble with who? The Boneses?
They're the only travellers who'd work with him after the banishment. The laws of the Chris never did seem to apply to them.
Got half the elders in their pockets is why.
I'd keep my voice down if I was you. Entering the trailer of the unclean weren't clever. Nelson might be the one forbidden to see you, but the decree cuts both ways. You and Zaki could end up the same as us.
Look, what was Nelson doing for the Boneses?
I never asked.
During that?
On my life, I didn't want to know. But I think he had something of theirs and lost it. The Sons was around here a couple of times looking for him. He dodged them. Then one day, he went out and never come home.
I've got to find Jeremiah.
I can't.
I'm desperate, Drina, please. Zaki's gone missing.
What?
He vanished from his bed last night. I think the Boneses have got him to force Nelson to keep quiet. The Gavers have been around looking for them in connection with a murder.
This Blackwood site's a bit of a shanty town compared to the other one.
Council records show this plot is in the names of Drina Dorrin and Nelson Beshley.
The husband of Eren.
Speak of the devil.
Hi, Eren. We met yesterday. Could I have a word?
I ain't got the time.
You check out the caravan. Excuse me. Hold on.
What do you want?
Eren, right?
I don't know nothing about nobody.
We'd like to speak to your husband.
I ain't got one.
What about Nelson? You're not your husband?
Not anymore. Try Medusa.
Medusa?
The woman I'm wishing well with the mad head of grey hair.
I couldn't help but notice you were upset this morning when I arrived at the site. Look, I know something's wrong. And I get there's a stigma with talking to the police, but...
No! You don't get it! If you did, you wouldn't even be here!
Then explain it to me.
Do you have children?
Children? I have a daughter.
Then I shouldn't have to explain it to you. Now leave me alone!
What?
Looks like we have a missing man. I told you a lot yesterday. I've got nothing to say.
Mrs. Beshley, if we could just come in for a few moments, we need to talk to you about your son, Nelson.
My boy ain't done nothing.
Fine, but if we could just come in to talk.
I know how it works. You need one of them warrants and you ain't got none, have you?
You're not in any sort of trouble, but we need to talk to you about him.
Why?
We believe Nelson may be missing.
Nelson's over at Blackwood.
Have you seen him recently?
Well, no. He ain't allowed around here. He went off with another rat woman. Travellers weren't too chuffed.
So they what, threw him off the site?
In a manner of speaking. Be harsh, I reckon, since the mother of his child's got a head like a locked box. Couldn't crowbar sense into it.
Is a child a boy or girl?
Boy.
And he's on the site now?
He's out there playing somewhere.
Somewhere?
Where's the big site?
Mrs. Beshley, Vianna, no one has seen Nelson for some time. His partner, Drina, hasn't seen him in 6 weeks.
So where's he gone then?
We don't know that he's gone anywhere. But what we do know is that a body was found of what we suspect might be a male traveller.
But what's that got to do
with...
We're
not saying that the body is Nelson.
We'd usually rule somebody out by checking their dental records.
We need you to tell us the body we found isn't your son.
Hello? Hello? Jeremiah Bones, are you in there? Hello? Jeremiah? Pender? Ambrose! Ambrose, lay your bloody jug away from me!
He's doing his job, catching thieves.
I ain't here to chew nothing. I ain't a thief, but I come here for my boy. Where's your dad?
I reckon you're confused.
I was married to Nelson Beshley. I'm Zaki's mother.
We know who you are.
I don't care about you, your dad, or your brother, or what you got going on with Nelson. That is none of my business. We ain't together no more. I just want my boy back.
You seem to be making it your business turning up here. How'd you find out about this place?
Nelson.
Nelson?
Haven't you seen him lately, have you?
Look, I let yous get on with whatever you had to get on with, even though it cost me my home, when by rights it should have been Drina's. Whether Nelson was working for you or not, he was her man by then. But I didn't go on about it or cause trouble. I don't know what's gone on with you and Nelson, and I don't want to know. Whatever it is, it's between you and him, not me and Zaki.
But there ain't no Chevy's round here, missus. And I don't think you want to be coming round here again. It ain't safe.
I want my son back. I think yous have taken him for something to do with Nelson that I don't understand or want anything to do with. I just want to take him home.
He'll find his way home when he's good and ready. Till then, I'll mind you don't do any more talking to Gavis. Don't you wish we loosened the hands on him?
If you just want to step over here with me, please.
Okay. I know this isn't easy. Mr. Hartley, the mortician, is going to draw back the curtain on the other side of this window to reveal the body of the deceased.
Why is it behind a window? They do it different on telly, don't they? They're usually in the same room.
I'm afraid the body is rather badly decomposed.
Oh.
You feel ready?
Yeah.
We're ready.
Oh.
Do you know this person, Vianna? Vianna, do you know this person?
Did she ID him?
Just confirmed it's the son, Nelson Charles Beshley.
Who's with her now?
Sue.
Okay, Mike, tell Sue to press her. Irene is frantic and mentioned children, and Vianna seemed vague about her grandson's whereabouts. We need to find out what's going on.
Vianna seems pretty vulnerable right now.
That's precisely why you two need to dig now. Do I really need to tell you that, Mike? My gut tells me there's a child in danger here. Irene, we need to talk.
I told you to stay away from me.
It's important. We know about Zaki. There's a specialist unit on its way here, and a helicopter is going up on the moors. We need to talk to you.
Oh, no, no. You're going to make things worse. You're going to get him killed.
Irene. Irene, wait. Irene. Nelson's dead.
What?
Vianna just identified his body.
Vianna, but that can't be. She's...
I'm sorry, but this is my business now. It's a murder inquiry and a child abduction, and it's beyond your control. We have vastly experienced people and protocols in place. Irene, trust me.
If they find out you're involved, they'll kill him and get rid of the evidence. Please, just let me handle this.
Can't do that to me.
Just let me be.
Irene!
Boss?
I'm very sorry to hear of your loss, Mrs. Beshley. We're going to do everything we can to bring your grandson back safely.
Is Irene in the trailer?
She is.
What's the plan, boss?
Tactical aid and dogs on their way here now. They're sending a helicopter with thermal imaging to go over the moors.
Vianna?
She ain't here. Irene, she's gone.
Jeremiah, if you're a man, come out here and face me.
Charlie Victor 1, firearm being dispersed at unit on the industrial estate. Female suspect on the ground moving towards the building.
En route, Charlie Victor 1. It's the mother. She's got a gun heading for the main building. All units approaching. Repeat, this is the mother of the missing boy. Do not shoot. Do not shoot. Myself, D.I. Tanner and D.S. Kelly are moments away.
Hear me, Ambrose, Pender and Jeremiah. Bring me my boy or I take over. We're going to find out what kind of men you really are tonight.
Let us handle this. Put the phone down
on the floor and back away.
They've got my boy in there!
Irene, I know. We've got a tactical team in place. They won't get away.
What are you doing?
Please, put the gun down.
Don't come any closer.
Irene, don't do this. Zaki wouldn't want his mum to get hurt or go to prison for hurting somebody. Let us deal with getting him out. Please, Irene. That's it. This
way. Jeremiah Ambrose and Penderbones. This is the police. Come out with your hands up.
That must be Ambrose and this Pender.
Where's Jeremiah? That's far enough. Put your hands on your heads and get down on your knees. Down!
On my life. You're mullered, Irene.
Where's my son?
Have they told you anything?
No, sorry.
They're working on it. Try and stay calm.
Where's Vienna?
Probably off on a broomstick somewhere.
We need something from Zaki's. Favourite T-shirt, a toy to get the scent for the dog team.
Oh, fetch his backpack.
Bang that.
His blanket, he never goes anywhere without it. Well, it was here this morning. I don't understand where it would have gone.
Are you sure?
I held it. I smelt it earlier.
Where's Vienna, Irene?
I don't know. In the chalet, maybe? I'll go and have a look.
What is it, boss?
I'm wondering if Vienna might have taken the blanket.
Why would she do that? You mean as a comfort, to keep a reminder of him with her?
Well, maybe she's going to see him soon.
Boss?
What if Vienna knows where Jeremiah is?
You think she's going to try and take revenge?
She's gone off. She never drives anywhere in the dark, but tonight of all nights, she's going to borrow Peter's van.
Tanner.
Boss, I'm three vehicles behind the van driven by Vienna on the A340. Hold it. She's slowing down at the junction with Willowbank Lane.
Irene, do you know where she could be heading?
No.
Do you want me to pull her?
No, Mike. If you've not been seen, stay with her and stay on the line.
Copy.
Sue, boss. Cancel the call to stop and detain. Need armed assist in transit as backup. Let's see where she takes us. What the hell?
It's Irene, she's...
Irene!
My stint is going left onto Willowbank Lane.
Irene Beshley just drove off in a hurry and might be heading your way.
Willowbank's a dead end, a country road. Vienna's going to spot me if I try and follow.
Can you go ahead and loop back?
It's one way. I'm going to pull over on the main road and go back on foot.
Irene?
You can call off the search, Peter. I'm sure Zaki's at Springfield House and I'll be there in a couple of minutes. Gavers are on their way, but if I take the back road, I think I can beat them to it.
This is DS Kelly. I need armed backup dispatched to Willowbank Lane off the A340.
Copy that.
Mike, you still there?
Yeah.
I've got a backup en route. What's your position?
I'm on the move back to Willowbank Lane. I'm on it now.
What can you see?
There's a barn or stables off a field with a number of horses in it. The other van is pulled up outside one of them. There's a static caravan behind the stable block in a field. No sign of Vienna in the van. I'm going to see if I can get a look in the static.
Okay, just be careful, Mike. We're on our way.
Boss.
I'm here. There's a gaffer out front, but I don't think he's in me.
Watch yourself, innit? At the front entrance. No voices inside. I thought I just saw headlights flash at the rear, which could be a red.
Any signs of the child, Mike?
Not yet. I'm just trying to get a look in on the other side of the building.
Okay, we're not far away.
Okay, Nelson. Yeah, all right. I'll get him ready.
The door was open, so I let myself in.
Oh, Irene!
I should have known. All the way along, I should have guessed.
And your uncle's house makes the perfect hiding place. Now, where are you taking my baby?
Okay. You can see Vianna in the kitchen, talking animatedly to what appears to be a white female. Back to me. They're arguing.
TA of 6 minutes for armed response.
No sign of the boy yet. Hang on. There's a kid on a swing. I can't see his face.
How do you know about Nelson?
You said he called you on your birthday. And that's been what? 10 days ago? Police said the body's weeks old. And you didn't exactly look like a grieving mother last night.
Nelson has a right to see his son.
He has a right to nothing. He took my boy.
I took Zaki and brought him here, and you'd have done the same. I couldn't let you take him back to Kent. Nelson wouldn't have been able to see him.
And he never will again.
Give him a chance, Irene. Let him see his son. He loves the boy. At least tell the Chris you've forgiven him. They'd listen to you.
Where are you hiding my baby?
No, please, Irene, I'm begging you. Get away from that door. I said get away.
What do you think you're doing with that knife?
My boy is my life. And Zaki is his. Now, don't test me, Irene.
Down! Get away from me!
Mike, we're 2 minutes away.
Something's happened in the house.
Wait for backup.
There's a car coming. And the driver matches the description of a dead man.
What?
I'm going to hang up.
Right.
Hello. Nelson, is it?
Hey.
You're looking much better than when we last saw you. Risen from the dead, have you?
Nelson!
Who's the mushuk eye?
Gather!
Nelson, Charles, Bessily, I'm arresting your suspicion of child abduction.
Get your hands
off. You do not have
to
say anything.
What are you doing with my son?
Stop resisting.
Nelson, get your hands off.
Mummy's got you now. Mummy's got you. Oh, Mummy's arm will be fine, sweetheart. It's just a little blood. That's it. Mummy's got you now. It's all right, sweetheart.
Three-year-old kid on a horse at a canter.
Travellers start young and learn fast.
I thought you'd like to know. Ambrose and Pender won't be bothering you for a while. They're being charged with possession of a stolen, sawn-off shotgun. That's 2 years straight. And it's only the beginning.
I weren't much help to you, was I?
You had a missing child to worry about.
Look at him now. But it's past his bedtime. Zaki! Come here.
Careful. Careful with that arm. Here. Let me help him down. Come on, Zaki. Here you go. You sure you won't press charges against Vianna? That knife wound's pretty deep.
I told you. It was an accident. And anyway, we got our own laws, remember?
Drina Doran said you broke a decree by contacting Nelson.
Only I didn't. I never even spoke to him.
We can't charge Vianna, you know. Not even for misidentifying a body. There's mitigating circumstances. The jury's not going to send her down.
The elders ain't so squeamish.
What's going to happen to them?
Nelson will get what's coming.
And Vianna?
My Bengalas chuck in grokalis and mengri like a trailer woof to Ben. To take your rovs le jibin avri.
My Roman is a little rusty.
May hell's watchman trap her in her wickedness and see she weep her life away.
Curse.
Do them who believe it's a living death.
Excuse me. Mate.
You
You all right there, Mike? Need some help? Hello? Large G&T here, please.
Just a grapefruit juice. I'm not stopping long.
Grapefruit juice and...
Waschlanger. It's a lager.
And a pint of lager. Thank you very much. A lot of beards in here. The northern quarter, eh?
Not a quarter northern. It's a new hangout of yours then, boss.
I've been here before.
Young crowd, innit? Chloe come here, does she?
She does.
What's the grapefruit juice in here like?
I'm trying to lose a few pounds. Get fit, all right?
Chasing a younger woman, taking its toll.
Funny.
My neighbour had a midlife crisis. Split up with his missus and started hanging out in the northern quarter. He grew a beard and started wearing a trilby. You're not going to grow a beard, are you?
Has he already got the trilby?
Laugh it up. You're not interested in hearing how we got on with our travelling friends?
I can tell I'm not going to like it.
OK, you want the good news or the really good news?
The good news.
Vianna, Nelson and Irene, all released without charge. Happy ending, no?
Not for me. I want retribution. What did the CPS say?
No reported child abduction, no missing child. Zaki was with a parent at all times. No case to answer.
What about the gun? She did have a gun.
Licensed to her husband.
She killed a dog.
In self-defense against a banned breed used for fighting, and which the bones claim wasn't theirs.
What about wasting police time?
Well, we're not going to charge you.
They never asked us to do anything, did they? Well, they never reported anything.
OK, so what about Jeremiah? Where do we think he is?
Did you not tell him?
I thought you had.
Tell me what?
The body, the Anna ID'd.
No. Having a laugh. No. Jeremiah Bones was the body in the field. Who did him in?
List of suspects a mile long.
Nelson?
Nah. I reckon he knows. Boss and me both fancy the sons for it.
They raised them like dogs and got bitten in the end.
They weren't moved in the slightest when we told them. Ambrose basically smirked.
They put him there. I guarantee it. And he probably deserved it.
Unless, of course, it was Nelson that killed him and put him there. He did have the motive, having lost Jeremiah's drugs, and he was planning to leave town with his child.
He does have a point.
We'll see what forensics come back with. You may get your retribution after all.
Stone, DCI Stone was played by Hugo Spear, DI Mike Tanner by Craig Cheatham, and DS Sue Kelly by Deborah McAndrew. Irene was played by Candice Nergard, Vianna by Eileen O'Brien, Peter by Samuel Edward Cook, and Drina by Remy Milner. Stone was created by Danny Brocklehurst. Wishing Well was written by Alex Ganley and Dan Allam and was directed by Nadia Molinari.
And you can hear more from DCI Stone and his team next week at the same time. We've convoluted connections in Round Britain quiz in a couple of minutes.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. The new leader of UKIP, Paul Nuttall, has urged members to unite behind him after what he'd acknowledged had been a difficult summer of infighting. The MEP, who's been deputy leader for 6 years, won 62% of support among party members. He said he would force the government to give the British people a real Brexit, not what he called some mealy-mouthed backsliding version. And he set out his plans to target disillusioned voters in Labour heartlands, promising to make UKIP what he said was the patriotic party of the working people. The senior Labour MP Dan Jarvis said his party should take heed.
I don't think we can afford to be remotely complacent about the threat that UKIP could pose to us. We need to be mindful of the fact that if he is able to bring his party back together, that is a challenge that we will need to address, not just in our heartlands, but further afield as well.
The paedophile and former football youth coach Barry Bunnell, who's at the centre of a sex abuse scandal, is being treated in hospital after an incident in Hertfordshire. Thames Valley Police says a 62-year-old man was taken to hospital from an address in Stevenage on Friday night because of concerns about his welfare. Syrian government forces have captured a third of the rebel-held territory in eastern Aleppo. The advance is a major blow for the armed opponents of President Bashar al-Assad. Thousands of civilians have been fleeing the fighting. Theresa May is holding talks with the Polish Prime Minister at Number 10. The two leaders are discussing how Brexit will affect the relationship between their countries and are also considering further military cooperation. There's further evidence that rising seawater temperatures are damaging the Great Barrier Reef off the northeastern coast of Australia. A new study shows that a 250-mile stretch of the reef, the world's largest living organism, has been destroyed. Members of the train drivers' union, ASLEF, have voted to take strike action on southern railways. It's part of a dispute over plans for drivers, rather than guards, to operate the doors on more services. BBC News.
If you'd like to get your teeth into a good book, we've just the thing in half an hour when Sheila Dillon and her guests will sample the best of the year's cookery books. Before that, Tom Sutcliffe is hoping you're in the mood for some mental exercise in Round Britain Quiz.
Hello. Wales on home turf have already won one match in this series and will be looking for another victory today. Hoping to thwart David Edwards and Mivanwy Alexander for Wales are Brian Feeney and Polly Devlin of Northern Ireland. Before we start, I'll give you the answer to last week's cliffhanger question. You might remember I asked then if certain citizens of Erbil in Iraq enjoyed coagulated milk and those of Stockholm ate rutabaga